Joe DiMaggio has died at 84. President Clinton heading for Central American disaster zone.
Vice President Gore goes after the motor voter. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
Filmmaker Stanley Kubrick is remembered. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Baseball legend Joe DiMaggio died early today at his Hollywood, Florida home at the age of 84. He had battled for months since undergoing lung cancer surgery. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitney has more on this remarkable American.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Joe DiMaggio said he never understood the meaning of that song, but DiMaggio's fans did. He'd become an icon of an earlier age of innocence, a time when the best ball players seemed to compete not for million-dollar contracts, but for the sheer love of the game.
I was a very intense player. I really demanded an awful lot of myself. I played it hard. I played right to the hill.
And so he did, in a legendary career that spanned 13 seasons with the New York Yankees, 10 pennants, and 9 World Series championships. His lifetime batting average of .325 included 361 home runs and a famous 56-game hitting streak in 1941 that stands as a record today. DiMaggio excelled as a fielder as well. He was the Yankee Clipper, former CBS sportscaster Win Elliott.
He was the epitome of grace. He had the hallmark of superiority insofar as everything he did so easily. He seemed to float over the ground as he covered left center and right center. Everything was without exertion.
What endeared DiMaggio to fans, however, was as much a matter of temperament as skill. Quiet, modest, and dignified, he shunned the spotlight, even during his short-lived, highly publicized marriage to actress Marilyn Monroe. But his eloquent gestures spoke volumes. For years after Monroe's death, he sent flowers to her grave 3 times a week. On the playing field, his seeming lack of emotion earned him the nickname Deadpan.
Whether I struck out a couple of times or whether I hit a couple of home runs, I had that same look on my face at all times. That was my outward look, but inside I was tight as a knot.
Injuries plagued DiMaggio throughout his career, and in 1951 they forced his retirement while he was still at his peak.
When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game.
In later years, DiMaggio declined to write his memoirs, saying, "I do not give away pieces of myself." A friend once said of DiMaggio, "It seemed like he was made for the game. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it was the other way around, like the game was made for him." I'm Bill Whitney.
President Clinton is headed for Central America to see for himself the devastation left by Hurricane Mitch and efforts to rebuild. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller reports from Managua, Nicaragua.
During his 4-day trip to this region, the president will spend about a day each in Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. He'll get a first-hand look at the devastation wrought last October by Hurricane Mitch, which claimed some 9,000 lives and inflicted upwards of $10 billion in damage. U.S. Aid Administrator Brian Atwood says the need for American assistance is enormous.
This is the most crucial moment, and this is why this is such an emergency. These countries will be in crisis probably for the next few years.
But the president arrives in the region without the $1 billion in disaster relief he promised. The emergency appropriation is stalled in Congress in a dispute over how to pay for it. The president also arrives without the first lady, who aggravated a back injury while skiing last weekend and didn't feel up to the trip. Mark Noller, CBS News, Managua.
Monica Lewinsky has told Time magazine she betrayed President Clinton by talking too much about their affair.
Monica!
The former intern is now being mobbed by the press in London, where she's promoting the Andrew Morton book about her. Whitewater figure Susan McDougall goes on trial in Little Rock this morning on criminal contempt and obstruction of justice charges. And the Supreme Court has just rejected the appeal of Timothy McVeigh. That lets stand his conviction and death sentence for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. Are you stuck in traffic right now? It's one of life's annoyances and has lately led to more frequent cases of road rage.
We have a whole lot of pushing and a shoving going on northbound that Santa Ana Freeway.
Vice President Gore thinks he's found a way to turn gridlock into votes. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports live.
The vice president will, in effect, put on a traffic cop's hat in an early move to direct some campaign to votes his way. He'll propose a nationwide 3-digit phone number to give motorists information on traffic, road conditions, and mass transit. Gore will also unveil a private research group's report that finds the risk of dying in an aggressive driving crash may be higher in areas with the most traffic congestion. Officials say the Transportation Department will consider the study in a new federal look at the causes of road rage. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's 5 past the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Let's cut to the chase. We're cutting deals like never before at your Southern California GMC dealer. Get finance rates as low as 0.9% APR or cash back up to $1,000 on select models of new 1999 GMCs. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR GMAC financing or $1,000 cash back on 99 GMC Sonoma. Get 2.9% financing on GMC Safari. Or get as low as 2.9% financing or $1,000 cash back on a 99 four-door GMC Jimny. Don't miss this opportunity. Get as low as 0.9% APR GMAC financing or up to $1,000 cash back on select models. You'll save thousands. So, no matter how you slice it, there's never been a better time to cut a great deal on a new 99 GMC Sonoma, Safari, or Jimny at your best in the West Southern California GMC dealer. You must take retail delivery by 3/31/99, subject to GMAC credit approval. Limited term contract. Other rates available as length of contract increases. See your GMC dealer for details.
The motion picture world has lost a giant with the death in London of director Stanley Kubrick, who was 70. He made only 13 feature films, but what a list. 2001, A Space Odyssey was a visual wonder.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Dr. Strangelove made us laugh as we thought about the bomb.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Kubrick's The Shining with Jack Nicholson became a horror classic.
Here's Johnny.
In a rare interview, Kubrick spoke of the filmmaker's challenge.
Although it can be like trying to write War and Peace in a bumper car in an amusement park, when you finally get it right, there are not many joys in life that can equal the feeling.
Steven Spielberg grew up on Kubrick.
Every one of Stanley's films were seminal works, and he created environment, not just motion picture stories.
An autopsy will determine Kubrick's cause of death, described only as from natural causes. Unlike Microsoft, the big chip maker Intel has decided to settle federal antitrust charges. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive is live with the story.
A trial was supposed to start tomorrow, but this morning, Federal Trade Commission spokeswoman Victoria Streitfeld tells CBS News.
The FTC staff and the Intel Corporation have reached a proposed settlement of the charges that the commission announced in June of last year.
Details not yet made public, but the allegation was that after a business alliance went sour, Intel got revenge by cutting off other firms from high-tech knowledge. Intel spokesman Chuck Malloy just called the settlement a win-win.
We think we've addressed some of the concerns of the staff of the FTC, and we're pleased that we're able to protect the value of our intellectual property through the course of this agreement.
This is good news for Intel stock, up about 3.5 to around 118. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The rest of the market is also up. The Dow ahead 26.5 points. The NASDAQ up 37. It's 8 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
And now, how to succeed in business. Here's a math problem. Between printing and copying, the typical office generates 150,000 sheets of paperwork a month. If Select Office Solutions saves them 2 cents per page with the latest in network imaging technology, how much extra profit will they see in a year? Are you sitting down? $36,000. Select can demonstrate how with a product like the Konica 7060 high-volume digital printer copier. You get laser-quality copies at nearly a page a second, and your staff can print, collate, and finish right from their desktops. Let Select give you a free evaluation of your current copying and printing and show you how much extra profit Konica products can create for you. Call 888-84-SELECT and get a free demonstration of the Konica 7060 aboard their mobile showroom or log on to selectnow.com. Select Office Solutions. The technology business needs to succeed.
On the Oregon coast, tides have helped a salvage crew tow the broken bow section of the freighter New Carissa off the beach again. They're hauling it out to deep water to sink it. Judging from last night's awards by the Screen Actors Guild, there could be some surprises at the Oscars. KNX Radio's Ron Feynman has more.
A lot of people may have expected Tom Hanks to win, but Roberto Benigni walked away with the Actor Award for his film Life is Beautiful. Gwyneth Paltrow, even though she won a Golden Globe for Shakespeare in Love, couldn't imagine winning this one, too. But she did.
It just feels very overwhelming and really wonderful, but I'm having trouble processing it.
In television, ER won for the fourth year in a row. Anthony Edwards says it's a very realistic show.
Mothers of children who are in med school are like, well, I'm getting a sense of what my son or daughter's going through.
Ron Feynman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the roundup for Monday, March 8th. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.